بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباد الذين اصطفى اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وتزودوا فان خير الزاد التقوى فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حج مبرور ليس له جزاء الا الجنه او كما قال عليه الصلاه والسلام صدق الله العظيم صدق على رسول الكريم يا ربي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم respected hujjaj respected brothers respected all of you elders may Allah ta'ala make whatever is being mentioned a means of the hidayat of the entire world at large the discussion that we're having today is a very concerned discussion Whereby, inshallah al-Aziz, if we can take lesson from it, it can be a source of hidayat for entire mankind. It can get the ummah on the right direction, realizing and recognizing our purpose in this world, so much so that it can be a source of the mercy of entire mankind. Allah make it such, inshallah al-Aziz. You know, I'd like to start off with this very interesting incident. When the people, the Christians, at that time it was called Elah, Jerusalem, when the siege was upon them by the Muslims for approximately 4 months, and things were getting very tight and difficult upon them, they approached the Muslims and they said, we want to talk to your Khalifa. So Hazrat Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anhu was the Amir, the commander general of the Muslim army, wrote a letter to Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, telling him that he rather come to Palestine, come to Aqsa, inshallah with his coming there won't be bloodshed and we will be able to take over Aqsa. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu decided after making mashura with the Sahaba in Medina Munawwara, he and his slave and a few others, they traveled towards Palestine. And as he approached closer to Palestine, Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah and quite a few of the leaders, Khalid bin Walid and all the others that were there, they came forward to meet our Amir al-Mu'mineen even before he can get to Aqsa. And when they came, they met him, mashallah, they hadn't seen him for quite some time. Met Amir al-Mu'mineen. And then they said to Amir al-Mu'mineen some very interesting thing. Hazrat, we are meeting people of status, noble people. They have certain kinds of, you know, etiquettes, etc. You know, you are wearing this simple, tattered and torn clothes, traveling on a camel. Why don't you just change your dress? Give a nice dress, nice kurta, nice robe, and you know, change yourself from riding this camel. Why don't you ride a horse? So Umar radiallahu anhu felt, mashallah, these people are staying here so long, they understand it better. He changed his dressing, put on his the fancy clothes that they gave him, took on a horse, sat on the horse, and is now proceeding towards Aqsa. That horse was shaking his head in such a way like a pomp and kind of like, you know, showing off. Something came in the heart of Umar radiallahu anhu. Nay, this is not right. This pomp and this showing off is not for us. Stopped the horse, jumped off, asked for his kurta, the original one that he was wearing with his lungi, put that on. Got his camel back on, jumped on his camel, and told the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in round him, "Nahnu qawmun a'azzanallahu bil-Islam." We are a nation that Allah Ta'ala has honored through Islam. We must stay on our values, we must hold fast on our values, in that Allah will give us honor, and in that Allah will give us victory also. So much so that as he continued, he was with his slave. And as they are about to reach the nobles, the bishops, the clergy, and the upper class of the Christians, it was now the time of the slave to ride the camel. He tells him, you ride the camel, I'm walking. Hazrat, me? We meeting these people? How can I be? I'm your slave, how can I? He says, your turn. And it just happens that he's riding the camel, the slave, and the master, the Khalifa, Amir al-Mu'mineen of such a huge empire is walking. And they say he had his mozas, he had his leather socks on his shoulders, and he had trying to avoid a muddy area, so he picked his lungi up a bit, lower garment. These people are watching this entire scene, and they're looking into their books. And it is mentioned that the man that will conquer, and you'll have to hand over the keys of Aqsa and Palestine, will be where he will be walking and his slave will be riding. Moreover, he'll be such that he'll have this leather socks in his hand, and he'll have about 17 patches on his garment, and some of them will be of leather. They came and they counted. And they said, we will never able to defeat him. We rather hand over the keys to him. Subhanallah. Deep lesson. This factor is such an important aspect in our personal lives, in everything we do, and even in Hajj, and even in Umrah. If we all can come back to the right way and the correct way and adhere to it strictly, and if every ummati have to do that, inshallah al-Aziz, Allah will give us the honor like how He had given it at that time. In short, let us understand a very important hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Very, very important hadith. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned, as long as my ummah will revere, respect, and have the greatness of the haram in their heart, they will be protected. When they disrespect, they will be destroyed. And listen to this. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem, وَلَن تَرْضَ عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَن نَصَارَ حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ. The Jews and the Christians will never be satisfied until they don't make you follow their way of life, their creed. They make you like them to take you away from your religion. They know, they understand, when the ummah will show disrespect to the haram, they will be destroyed. And this is their agenda, to destroy us. Allah, open the eyes of everyone, say ameen. Whether it is you're going for umrah, whether you're going for hajj, whatever, wherever, understand this important lesson. Now let me explain, I'm showing you in what is happening today. Presently, alhamdulillah, we make our niyat, we land in Medina Sharif. As soon as you come out of the airport, sisters are there to meet you. They brought their sisters into the streets, in everywhere and in everything. I remember Baipadi Rahmatullah Alayhi. Subhanallah, he emphasized this point very much, and in fact so much so that I even got that article, you know. August 1992, I can't just remember exact year. In The Economist, they mentioned that after the fall of the USSR, who is now the threat to the West? And they brought it down to being the Sunni Muslims. And to destroy them, one of the things was to make their women come into the streets and make their women go away from the values of haya and modesty. To take them away from that. And where have they targeted? They have targeted our markas. Markas means Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara. Get them there. Make them do the wrong. make them show disrespect to the haram, because Rasulullah has mentioned that is when the ummah will be destroyed. I ask you, and I think very carefully, are we not falling in that trap? And how serious this matter is. That's why I said this is such an important discussion, that every ummati must recognize and realize what is happening. And they have targeted that place. Open it all to all kind of fitna. Make the woman come into the street. Make the woman become rebellious of the deen. So respect, as you enter this, you see this woman right over there. Ahlan wa sahlan, they'll throw flowers on you, welcoming you. And I mean, ya Allah, will you allow your sister or your daughter to be in such a way coming out to everybody? In everything, they put them there. You leave there, from the airport, you get into the bus, and then as you come out of the bus at the hotel, ya Allah, big cameras. This is what they want to show you. They want you to be, you know, show off and make this completely away from the sacred object for which you come. Make it a show. Make it a show. So any case, as we get off, we try to settle down. Allah's fazl, this is the point I want to bring. I said to the guy, listen, in fact it started when we had to go for the real ziyarah. I said, see, I don't take photos and I will not allow it. No photos. Because even though they were there, the program I was conducting it, that at every spot I would stop and I would give a discussion, etc. And trying to, you know, understand it this way. Can you imagine, you are standing around the place where Rasulullah cried. Rasulullah lost his tooth. Where Rasulullah's body was bleeding. And he's looking at his uncle, Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu, body totally mutilated. Can you imagine that scene of sadness and cry and pain that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is doing? And here, it is selfies. It made a joke. It's a play. Look at how you are showing disrespect to the suffering of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When I go there, I actually make dua in this manner and I say to Allah, ya Allah, on the tears of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the cry of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the suffering that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to and the blood that he shed and his sahaba that became shaheed there, on their barakat, ya Allah, show mercy on the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is my concern. This is our concern that's supposed to be there. This is the spirit that we're supposed to take from there. On the other hand, this is what they are doing over there. In fact, last year, while I'm talking about this incident of the suffering of Rasulullah SAW and Sahaba that they went through and what the hardship they went there, some people of my group, actually three of them, taking selfies. I shouted them, say, bhai, this is such an important thing here that we're discussing and you got time to play. And this is what Allah speaks about in the Quran al-Kareem. Alladheena takhadhu deenahum lahwa la'ib. These Yahud and Nasara and these people of the past had taken their deen as lahwa la'ib, as a play and a joke. And this is what they have done to the Haramain Sharifain. Can you imagine? Everything, the way they make it, these coffee shops over there, these women on the road and the street, everywhere. They made it a tourist attraction. If you're going from Medina Sharif, from the Haram Medina, Masjid al-Nabawi to Quba, it's a walkway with coffee shops and juice shops and all these kind of things to give it that look of for tourists. Everything has become a joke. Allahu Akbar. You know, Allahu Akbar. And money making. Tourists for making money. Can you imagine Jabal Ruma, where Sahaba radiallahu anhu, 11 of them were made shaheed, their blood was spilled, what do you call, they spilled their blood over there, they became shaheed over there. That place is now cordoned off, now you must pay to climb up that Jabal Ruma. You know, so I used to go there and say, ya Allah, this is where Sahaba lost their lives and their blood was shed over here. Now today it is a money-making thing. This is their agenda, this is their project, this is their problem, their object to make us go away from our deen. Make it lahu alaib. Alladhina takhud deenahum deenahum lahu alaib. This is what they have done. The whole thing is that. The concept is of a play. Everywhere the hotels are made like that, and what do you call, in the streets, all the Mubarak places have been converted. You know, we went to Wadi Aqiq. Wadi Aqiq is one of the valleys of Jannat. It has become a park. It has become such, you know, where you must go for a stroll, where you must go with your bicycles, etc. They've done that. And this is carrying on all over. Every sacred place has been made a joke. Any case, when we were going on that ziyarat, I told that guy, see, you know what? I don't want any pictures. I don't want any pictures. Subhanallah, this person tells the person with me, he says, you know, what Sheikh is saying is correct. When you take pictures, we will be commanded on the day of Qiyamah to make it, put ruh into it, put life into it, and we will not be able to do it. Any case, alhamdulillah, this guy took to me. And then we had such a beautiful discussion. And I learned something from him so interestingly. He was from the Badawi family. This is a family that in the time of Hajjaj bin Yusuf that was causing so much of harm that his whole family moved away to Morocco. And from there they came towards, you know, Niger, Nigeria. And they ruled over a large portion of the African continent. And in there they were great ulama and great, you know, Sufis and pious people. So he's telling me, and I'm sure nobody knows this over here. We talk about the Miqat Zul Hulayfa, and we call it also Bir Ali. Bir Ali. Why is it called Bir Ali? Why is it called Bir Ali? He was then telling me, he says that was one person in their family, from the Badawi family, and he was such a, you know, in they had such qualities in them of khairat and generosity, that on en route when they would come for Hajj, they would just give people and people on the way and bring people with them. When he came to Zul Hulayfa, he saw that there was a need for water over there. And he built, dug a well over there, and that is why it is known as Bir Ali. His name was Ali, and he had built this, dug this well there, and that is how it got his name. And so much so that he says that he was, you know, like so modest that he saw poor people, he wouldn't call them, he would just throw the money. Just throw the money and the people would take the money like that. This was the type of person. And, you know, like he was also made shaheed by the kuffar also. But he showed me, taught me this such important lesson that this is how this place got his name. And this is something that is so, so important that we, you know, recognize everything. One is to go for Umrah, one is to go to for Hajj, one is to go to Madinah Munawwara, one is to understand why I am going. What is the purpose of me going? What am I going to get when I'm going? You know, really, if you have to understand just this important factor, when you get to Madinah Munawwara, and imagine that I am not just going to make salam. I am having an opportunity to have a personal conversation with my Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I am standing in front of Rasulullah sallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is watching me and is looking at me, and I'm talking to him. Rasulullah sallam is more alive now than when he was in this dunya. That even if there is a million people in front of Rasulullah sallam, Rasulullah sallam is talking to everyone one to one. So I asked that guy that is clean shaven, doesn't he feel ashamed standing in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How he can stand when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasized the sunnah of keeping the beard? Now this is that point now, you know, it irritates us so much, Ya Allah, that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has spoken out so much against photography. And here these people are standing in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and are taking pictures and are playing with the cell phone. Where are you talking to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Are you talking to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or you want to show off that, see, I am by the Rosa Mubarak now, and you're showing this picture or this video to your friends? Is that the purpose of you standing in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What insult, what pain, what takleef you are giving to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Really, this is why I'm saying this is such an important lesson, that if the ummah only could realize this. In fact, somebody had sent out a message that one very pious person from Bangladesh who has many times had seen Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his dream. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was also complaining. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was also complaining about the fact that my followers are coming here and taking photographs and videos. In fact, somebody else also told me, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him also, I'm disturbed by the people that are taking photography. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has made a dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka hajjan la riya wa la sum'a. I ask you for a hajj in what there is no name and fame. You don't do it for show. Walillahi ala nasi hajjul bayt. The hajj is only for the pleasure of Allah. Beloved brothers, as Hazrat Maulana was mentioning about the importance of these things here, so important at this moment, serious things, that part of what Maulana mentioned, our lifestyle has to become simple. This extravagance and showing off, when there are people in our neighborhood that are starving, and we are spending hundreds of thousands in one wedding, you think this is like by Allah? You think this is like by Allah? Al-khalqu iyal Allah. Everyone is the family of Allah. All creation. وحب الخلق إلى الله. And the best of Allah's creation are those that are kind to His servants, to His family. Instead of us wasting money in this, if only we could channel it and say, instead of having a massive, so much thousands in weddings, let us simplify it and help the people that are more in need. In our own family, there are people that are in need. If the man is staying in a rented house, your relative or your brother, inshallah, that money that I was supposed to spend in the wedding, I'll give it to you, you buy a house for yourself. Or you buy him a house. Allahu Akbar. What a great sawab that is. That is one very important thing. This photography. Allah maaf those ulama that are indulging in it. Allah give them the tawfiq of making tawbah. Say ameen. It's a big fitna. And what has it led to? Showing off, pornography, Allah hafazat farma. This pornography is going to be the thing that's going to lead to so much of harm. Marriages are getting broken up in this. So make tawbah from that. Very, very important to ask Allah to give us and every ummati the tawfiq of making tawbah. Allah, wafiqni wafiq jamimata Muhammadan sallallahu alaihi wasallam bi tawbatun nasuha. Give me and give every ummati the tawfiq of making tawbah. Make the dua. Make the dua. Inshallah al-Aziz, Allah will make khair for us. The next thing, respected elders, you know, as I say, they have made the woman so shameless. Now they put this ban on our hand. They put a plastic ban on our hand to identify that you are belonging to certain nusuk group. The lady is coming to put the hand. I said, sorry. Don't work like this. Get a man to put for the men. The lady can put. But don't do this. They realize, when you will stand on haq and you speak the haq, inshallah al-aziz, it will have its impact and impression on them. So alhamdulillah, in this way, we guided them and showed them, you know what, this is not right. Although many of them are still doing it. But I'm trying to show you that look what they are doing to take you away from your deen, to spoil your hajj. You're going for hajj, which is only faraz once in your lifetime. And this is the method that they are doing. Now, respected elders and brothers, you know the second part of that incident where I mentioned that Umar radiallahu anhu, the way he was dressed and all that became a source of them handing over the keys to the Muslims and giving them victory without even fighting, because they knew that this is it. My respected brothers, what is Hajj all about? What is Hajj all about? Hajj is an annual ijtima' where Allah wants the Muslim ummah from throughout the world to come to Makkah. Whole world must come to Makkah. All the ummah. The one thing that Allah is loving is to see the unity of the ummah. everyone facing in one direction toward the Kaaba. Imam Sahib says, Allahu Akbar, everyone says, Allahu Akbar. Imam Sahib goes in ruku, everyone goes to ruku. Imam Sahib makes salam, everyone makes salam. All over the world, everyone knows that Zuhr Salah is 4 rakah. This unity is what Allah loves. Allah loves this unity. That's the first thing. And then we look at Hajj. What is Hajj? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not say the best Hajj is the one who made the most tawaf. Hajj Mabrur laysa lahu jazan illa al-jannah. Hajj Mabrur, there is no reward for it but Jannah. And what is Hajj Mabrur? Leenul kalam, ifsha'us salam, it'amut tam. Leenul kalam, talk in a kind way, soft way, be good to the people, lovingly talk to the people, spreading salam and feeding the people. Spreading salam and feed. Allah wants the ummah to become united. One is we are there, but how do we become united? Now in this respect, subhanallah, we encourage our group, said, listen, bhai, we must make salam. And subhanallah, that morning when we left from Azizia to Mina, it was a nice 1.5 hour walk. And as you climb up, police, soldiers, all on the way. We decided one thing, bhai. We just got to make salam to them. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakumullah khairul jaza li khidmatikum. Allah ta'ala reward you for your khidmat. Allahu Akbar, just doing that act. We love so much. And you can imagine, frankly speaking, our group was, I was in the front, the back group. Guy at the back was about 1 kilometer away. Allah's fazl, we are nothing. Only the graces of Allah Ta'ala. There is something in the South Africans, I would say, that we are the biggest walking group in the world with the most number of sisters walking with us. This is only Allah's fazl, that the spirit of walking is in us. And can you imagine 1 kilometer and right through people are walking. And assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi, that spirit. And these people are making salam. They are smiling at us. They are so happy to see us. You know, alhamdulillah, that was one thing that really, you know, warmed the hearts. So much so, subhanallah, you know, as we were walking towards Jamara, and on that walk, Allahu Akbar, they got the sprays and they're spraying that thing on us. Eid Mubarak, Eid Mubarak, Eid Mubarak, Assalamu Alaikum, Assalamu Alaikum. I mean, these were soldiers, these are police, but the way they showed us love, they showed us love. That when you say that this Hajj is, you have to spread salam. In a big way, you must start spreading salam. So alhamdulillah, that kind of atmosphere we try to create. Important factor. See, this is not just going for the Hajj and fulfilling the Hajj. Understand the Hajj. Beloved brothers, before we left that morning from Mina, that morning, we reminded everybody, what are your intentions you are to make for Hajj? Many of you will be sitting up here, may have made Hajj, but they have not realized these important factors. Like we understand from the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, wherein Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, Man qama laylatul qadr imana wa ihtisaban. He who stands on the night of Qadr with iman and knowing what he is going to get. I need to know what I am going to get from this Hajj. So we understand, what are the niyats we're going to make? Oh Allah, I'm putting on, as soon as we all wear in ihram. Ladies on one side, men all are there, we're about to read our sunnat al-ihram. Oh Allah, I'm making this, that you have, your Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, whoever makes Hajj will be cleansed of all his sins, that he will return like a newborn baby. Allah, we want to become newborn babies. That the haji, when he makes a hajj, he becomes mustajabud da'wat. That means he is forgiven, and whoever he makes dua for forgiveness, that person is also going to be forgiven. And this was an occasion that I have thought to myself, that this is Thursday night, and I have just returned from hajj. There are a few of the hujjaj that are here in this gathering. Let us make that dua tonight. Allah, show your mercy on the ummah and forgive the ummah. This part of this forgiveness, I just want to, at this point of this mercy, I was encouraging some of them, I said to them, make this following tasbih. And I tell you to make this tasbih also. Remember this tasbih. I say to them, make one tasbih of Ya Rahim. Ya Rahim, O the Merciful. Ya Rahman, O the More Merciful. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, O the Most Merciful. Ya Ra'ufum Bil Ibad, O the One that is most affectionate, kind, loving to His servants. Make this three tasbih, four tasbihs. And thereafter say, Irham Ummata Habibika Salasam. Irham Ummata Habibika Salasam. Have mercy on the Ummat of your Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Encourage them. Subhanallah. One of those. And I said, do that. Imagine doing that in front of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How happy Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is get to you. How happy he'll get for, with you. I mean, imagine Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is hearing you, making dua for his ummah. That they, Allah show his mercy. This brother told me, Maulana, I felt such a pain in my heart. I was so affected by this thing that I just burst out in tears when I stood by Rasulullah SAW. It was like Nabi SAW is telling you, I'm in appreciative of what you are doing. One of the brothers told me this. You know, he was so affected by just reading this few tasbihs of showing mercy on the ummah of Rasulullah SAW. So respected brothers, inshallah al-Aziz, today we want to make that dua, that Allah show His mercy upon us. Although we had faltered in our hajj, but we tried in a broken way, and I reminded them also, by your hajj, you are a haji whose duas are accepted, make special dua for the ummah. Make special dua for the ummah that Allah Ta'ala make khair for us in South Africa. And we are the representative of our countries. If the haji spends his time good, then Allah will make good in our country. Antum wafdur Rahman. You are the delegation of Rahman. You are the one representing your country. Throughout the world, all that ijtima came, that of all the world came there, they were representing their countries. If they spent the time properly and they made the dua properly, they will spread khair throughout the world. So this ijtima that takes place is where the ummah gets together and we try to rectify ourselves and look at our problems so that we go back as better people. What are the things that are leading to our jeopardy and our condition? Disrespect for the haram. Disrespect for the haram. Number two, when we're looking at the issue of photography, pornography, intermingling, these have become the order of the day. That is why we have ended up in this kind of problems. That this disrespect for the haram, as I mentioned at the outset, has led to the cause of what is happening to the ummah today. Let's reflect upon this, how serious this is, how important this message is to go to the whole world. And know that the Yahud have used our markas, Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, and used that as the base to take the ummah astray because they knew the ummah will be lost. And the Muslim ummah will be destroyed. This is how serious this issue is. This is how serious this is. Not just any bayan, it's a serious concern that what do we do to put our matters right. So we have to stand our ground. And beloved brothers, as I mentioned, that when you go there and by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and you showed, you know, this photography that is taking place and that has led to so much of harm. On the other hand, when a person would show respect, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would make khair. Coming back now, you know, this is our walk towards Mina. And as I mentioned, first thing I told them by make is that we are all forgiven. Allah, I'm making this, putting on this ihram that you're going to cleanse me of all my sins. Number two, that I'm going to become mustajab with dawat. I'm putting on this ihram so you can give me jannat. Ya Allah, I'm putting on this ihram because you're going to honor me to intercede for 400 family members destined for jahannam. You're going to take me to jannat. Everybody was explained and they made this niyat. Beloved brothers, Subhanallah, when I listen to what they have, you know, after they did the hajj, Maulana, I am missing Mina. The spirit of Mina was put in front of me. When I was told that this is no ordinary place, that this is the place Allah selected, even Adam alayhi salam came here after Arafah, Muzdalifah, he came to Mina, knowing that my du'as are accepted of here. This is the place that Allah selected for Ibrahim alayhi salam to slaughter Ismail alayhi salam, and that Qurbani Barkat is going throughout the world. This is the place where Rasulullah SAW gave the invitation to Islam, the people of Medina accepted, and through that Islam then spread from Medina throughout the world. This is how special this place is. It's no ordinary place. And you know, coming back to this important point of having the azmat. When I used to go with Bhai Padi Rahmatullah Alayhi, Allah fill his qabr, he taught us, you know, that do everything correctly. Do it according to the sunnah. Make sure you don't take shortcuts. So I remember on the sixth day after we pelted the Jamara, we used to come out of Mina, and there was a place that you stop. He says, this is the place where Nabi Sassam spent a night and made dua. So I was looking at where this place, you must know things have changed a lot. Subhanallah, I found this place. You know, when the thirst is there to do the things right, it's called Masjid Ijaba, that is in Makkah. Many of you may not even know about it. This is the place, Masjid Ijaba. One is we go there and you make your dua. Number two, this is the place, subhanallah, this is between Jabal Nur and Makkah Mukarramah, the Haram. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to take his food and go to Jabal Nur and he used to make the ibadah. That is where Jibreel alayhi salam and the first five ayats of the Quran of Surah Iqra was revealed to him. But when he used to go there, when his food used to get finished, he used to meet Sayyidatana Khadija radiallahu anha at this place where today is Masjid Ijaba. And she used to give him food and he used to go back. Such a historic place. It really, you can say hardly anybody or nobody knows about this thing here. But this is when you have that azmat and say, let us do it in the correct way and benefit from there. Coming back again, subhanallah, we make all this niyat. Look at the spirit that comes into the hajis. And I said, this is a place where we are, we meet as an ummah. Subhanallah, when we got to our tent in Mina, now with the new nusuk system, we're not only South Africans. So we were, one section, our South Africans, we were like all together, but it's an open area. In there, from Sweden, from Kurdistan, there were people from Arab descendants, you know, Libya, Egypt, a host of countries and new Muslims, etc. We all are together. And I'm thinking of this thing in the light that this is an ijtima. In ijtima, that hajj is the place where the ummah must gather and we must discuss our issues and we can see how we can put things right. Shukr alhamdulillah, the respect they gave us. You see, when you are on sunnah, they will respect you and regard and turn to you. So, Sheikh, you all take over. Bayans are yours. Nasihat will take from you. You guide us. So we made the imamat, we gave them the nasihat, and they were appreciative, even though they were Arabs. Even the fact they were ulama among them, but the fact that you're standing on haq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that azmat that came to the heart, and they accepted us that we do the bayans. Subhanallah, like that we got to Arafah. Now, Arafah, there were other people with us, from different countries. So one side, they were there, they said, all the South Africans, they said, but we're in one open tent. And I said to there was an alim also, I said to him, you know what, let us make salah together. They agreed, we make salah together, we put blankets down, we all made our salah together. Alhamdulillah, both the Zohar Bayan, after Asr Bayan, the duas, they said, no, you do it, you all do it, you all look after us. Again, it was an opportunity that we had to unite the ummah, alhamdulillah, lazim, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. And again, a very important thing, respected brothers, you know how Allah helps in different ways. You don't understand, our duas, how much is accepted. When we left from Arafah, this time I did not walk from Mina to Arafah. Reason being, I didn't know where the tents were, with the new nusuk system, everything has changed. From Arafah, I said, we're walking. And before that, we're making dua, Allah, make the weather comfortable for us. Now they're talking about 45 degrees. I say, Allah, make it comfortable. Subhanallah, we came out. When we came out and we're walking, and the important thing, you keep yourself in your labbaik. You keep yourself in wuzu. You read, you tell them the importance of all these important things. You know that little bit of encouragement. I tell them, you know what, brothers, do you know Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran al-Karim, يَوْمَ إِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. That means that land will talk in your favor or against you. If you did good, they talk good. If you did sin, they speak against you. Very important thing this is. Anywhere you are, if you're doing sin, that is going to talk against you on the day of Qiyamah. You're doing good, it will speak good of you. I say, brothers, can you all imagine, sisters, imagine you're walking on this path here, going towards, in the path of Allah, how this land is going to talk in your favor on the day of Qiyamah. Big thing. appreciate, understand that. So as we are walking, subhanallah, the sprinkles on the one side and the beautiful breeze that we were getting, it was just too nice. And we left at a time when we were walking there, there was no one on the road. We're like the only people walking. And as we got to one place, I gathered everybody because we're now just about to approach into Muzdalifah. I told everybody, let's gather together. So we gathered together and I gave them some nasihat, etc. Then guys on that side are shouting to us, hey, zamzam, zamzam, zamzam. Imagine on the road between Arafah to Muzdalifah, on the road, the guys are stopping us. They're saying, come, come, zamzam. They got cold zamzam for us. One of the brothers said, you know, I was making dua for ice cream. They said, come, take ice cream. Then they told, give us juice. Imagine juice, ice cream, zamzam, you're getting on your way. In Allah, we're the only people that are getting into there. And subhanallah, when we got into Muzdalifah, previously we got into Muzdalifah was a bottleneck. But now that there is no illegals allowed, we entered in Aram. I told everybody make wuzu before that. We got there, we read our sunnat, our Maghrib and Isha Salah. Then we looked for a place. Our group was quite big. So we had to make like, divide the ladies into different sections, the men's section. We read, spend the night there. Now interestingly, different kinds of things come. Hajj is a test. Imagine, Allahu Akbar, we got to Arafah. The breakfast was finished. The lunch was finished. There was nothing for us even in the evening. So we basically lived that whole day on with chips and cashews and maybe some cakes and things. No real solid meal as per se. But look at how Allah does. Allah is so kind. You know, any case, but we were not hungry anything. We got to Muzdalifah. We entered Muzdalifah. We found our place. Slept the night, picked up, you know, tahajjud, everybody must get up, pick up our stones. Before tahajjud, one of the brothers went, Allah jana where he went, and he came back with 20 boxes of pizzas. Hot pizzas. You ask yourself, Muzdalifah pizzas? How you got pizzas in Muzdalifah? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you'll be always surprised. The guys were so happy, and besides they were hungry also. Shukar alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala made it. And alhamdulillah, we continued. And this is the beauty of walking Hajj. You're under your control. Bichara, the people that went by bus, we're not running them down. The few difficulties that they had, I think the one bus couldn't even make Muzdalifah, that went into Mina and it come back, and they were just got off the bus, read the namaz. I think the namaz was already in Fajr time, but they had a lot of difficulty. Those that were from our group, those that went by bus, they put you in a fenced area. And this is that, like for example, bus 49 will stop here, 50 will stop there, 51 will stop there. These people that were of our group, the area that was designated for them was outside Muzdalifah. They read the Maghrib and Isha outside Muzdalifah, they didn't even realize. And then in the morning they were told that, you know what, you can't come out of the tent. By the time they came out and by the time they pelted was about 8:30, and that was hot. We, alhamdulillah, by 7:15, we were done with our pelting. Allah Ta'ala had made it very easy, alhamdulillah, for us, and shukr alhamdulillah. But again, the important things was the lessons that we took up from there. You know, again, I said to them, azmat, importance of respect and reverence. After Hajj, alhamdulillah, we went to Taif. When we went to Taif, I said, let me tell you all about Taif. This is the place where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was beaten up. And the dua that he made, let us make that dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam here and ask Allah through the tears of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, shower your mercy on the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we did that explanation. There is that one masjid, there's one place there, is Masjid Addas and the Garden of Addas. Addas radiyallahu anhu was that sahabi that brought iman at the hands of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Taif. He came with dates, he came with grapes for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm telling the brothers, all of us there, said, you know, I just wish I can get grapes here. I wish I can get grapes here and make amal on that sunnat of that. Everything, try to do it according to the sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As I say, we go back to the original, proper deen, dear to the deen, Allah will make khair for us. Subhanallah, as we walk, there's like a bridge over there, we climb up over there, the guy is selling grapes over there. It was such a pleasure for all of us to make amal on that sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then there is a masjid they call Masjid Al-Kaw. Why is it called Kaw? Allahu Akbar. That is the place where Rasulullah, when he was injured, when he was in this condition, he put his elbow on a stone that actually got the imprints of Rasulullah's elbow there. And I was looking for that place. We found that masjid, but they had closed the area up again. They were doing some kind of renovation, so we could not go. But my heart's desire was, I want to put my elbow where my Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam put his elbow. You know, this point of again about the respect and reverence. Like, alhamdulillah, many years ago, when I made that niyat, and I said to myself, I want to go to Jabal Uhud. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned Uhud Jabalum min Jibal al Jannah. Uhud is a mountain from the mountains of Jannah. I said, I want to stand on this mountain bare feet, so that my feet are touching the sand of Jannah. It's important. My feet must touch the sand of Jannah. In fact, the similar kind of thing I would like to tell about Aqsa, but that will happen another occasion. So any case, when I went to that niyat, subhanallah, I found at the bottom one cave that got the beautiful fragrance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Up to now, nobody's here. In this trip that I went now, we found that place. MashaAllah. Muhammad was with me. Huh? Muhammad Nana was with me. My Hussein was with me in the previous trip. We actually found that cave. Up to now, that cave has got the fragrance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I found another thing. I found that place where the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Uhud yuhibbuna wa nuhibbuhu." Uhud loves us and we love Uhud. I found the place when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was injured, he put his head on Mount Uhud, and that thing became a pillow for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It took the shape of the head of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It took the shape of the back of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, we put our head over there and we put our back over there. This is all about azmat. Bottom line, my respected elders and brothers, we have to be very careful when you go to these Mubarak places. In the time of Sahaba, the test was wild animals will come, you know, like the buck, etc. And they were told not to hunt them down. That was their test. The test that is to us, number one is that the woman, number two, the photography, and number three, the ways of the kuffar and making this whole Hajj a joke and Umrah a joke has become the reality. We have to fight that. We have to stay firm on our deen. And likewise, even in our country, think like a Muslim. Don't think like a Yahud and Nasara. In anything and in everything, whether it's your business, whether it's your free time, please live like a Muslim. Your nikah should be like a Muslim. Your dressing should be like a Muslim. Whatever I do, what is Quran and what is the Sunnah should be in our lives. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, Allah give us hajj maqbool and mabroor. And as I mentioned, it's very important that we make this dua today, that Allah Ta'ala change the condition of the ummah. As Maulana mentions, read a lot of darood, inshallah. Daily, at least do 1,000 darood. You will not leave this world until you don't see your place in Jannah by doing 1,000 darood daily. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihimi. Ya zal jalali al-ikram. Ya awwal al-awwalin. Ya akhir al-akhirin. Ya rahim al-masakin. يا ذا القوة المتين يا ذا الجلال الإكرام يا حي يا قيوم يا حنان يا منان ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين يا ذا الجلال الإكرام اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين يا غفار اغفر مت حبيبك صلى الله عليه وسلم يا غفار اغفر مت حبيبك صلى الله عليه وسلم يا أرحم الراحمين يا رؤوف بالعباد ارحم أمة حبيبك صلى الله عليه وسلم ارحم أمة حبيبك صلى الله عليه وسلم اهد أمة حبيبك صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن أمة حبيبك صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن أمة حبيبك صلى الله عليه وسلم يا حي يا قيوم يا حنان يا منان يا مصرف القلوب يا محب التوابين يا محب التوابين يا محب التوابين يا تواب يا تواب وفقنا وفق جميع ما محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بالتوبة النصوحة وفقنا وفق جميع أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بالتوبة النصوحة اللهم ردنا إلى ديننا ردا جميلا يا ذا الجلال والإكرام قولك الحق إن قلوب بني آدم بين إصبعين من أصابع الرحمن يقلبها كيف يشاء يا ذا الجلال والإكرام قلب قلوبنا وقلوب جميع أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم على طاعتك وطاعة رسولك صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان وجعلنا من الراشدين يا كريم لا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا لا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا نعوذ بك من شر كل جبار عنيد والشيطان المريد نعوذ بك من كل جبار عنيد والشيطان المريد اللهم اجعل كيد الكفار واليهود والنصارى والمنافقين في تدبير ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك الوهاب ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملت على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين أنت مولانا نعم المولى ونعم الوكيل نعم المولى ونعم النصير فانصرنا على القوم الظالمين فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين فانصرنا على القوم المشركين فانصرنا على القوم المنافقين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا وقلوب أولادنا وذرياتنا وجميع أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا وقلوب أولادنا وذرياتنا جميع أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم على دينك نعوذ بك من جهد البلاء ودرق الشقاء وسوء القضاء والشماتة الأعداء اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وجعلنا منهم يا كريم يا رحيم يا رؤوف بالعباد يا ذا الجلال والإكرام on this مبارك night Ya Zal Jalal al Ikram, your Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned that the Hajj's du'as are accepted for Ya Allah, right into Rabi al-Awwal. Ya Zal Jalal al Ikram, we have come from Hajj. Ya Allah, they are Hujjaj with us in this gathering. They are people whose beards are white, they are in this gathering. They are Huffaz and Ulama in this gathering. Ya Zal Jalal al Ikram, we plead to you at this Mubarak time of this Thursday night. Ya Allah, without your tawfiq, we cannot even say one Subhanallah. Ya Allah, without your tawfiq, we cannot even make one sajda. Ya Allah, our hearts are between your two fingers. You can turn it as you wish. We beg you, we plead to you. Allah, give us all, us, the people of our country, the people throughout the world, the ummah throughout the world, our leaders throughout the world, give them all the tawfiq, all of us, the tawfiq of making sincere tawbah tonight. Give us all the tawfiq of making sincere tawbah. For you is nothing. Ya Allah, we may be a few of us. We may have not even done the correct effort due to which our du'as are supposed to be accepted. But Ya Allah, you are Kareem. You are Raufu bil Ibad. You are the most compassionate to your servant. Oh Allah, oh the most compassionate to your servant. Ya Raufu bil Ibad. We beg you, we plead to you, we ask you through your infinite mercy. Ya Allah, as ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and as hajis, Allah give every one of us the tawfiq of making sincere tawbah so your mercy can descend upon the entire ummah today. Allah, descend your mercy on the entire ummah of Rasulullah. Allah, protect us, our iman. Protect our iman. Oh Allah, protect us from going astray. Protect every Muslim from going astray. Strengthen our iman. Give us strong iman like the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. I mean, Ya Allah, make us put our full trust in you. Allah, whatever plans this kuffar and the forces of batil and the munafiqeen are doing to harm us and to destroy us, Allah, make it all work against them. Allah, make it work against them. Ya Allah, make it work against them. Ya Allah, you create enmity among themselves. Ya Allah, make them fight among themselves. And Ya Allah, protect us from the shar. Ya Allah, in our broken way, Allah, in our broken way, in our country, we are trying. Allah, we have tried to establish makatib in the poorer areas. We have tried to assist them. Ya Allah, many have accepted accepted Islam. Allah, we have tried to establish masjids, madrasas, darul ulums. In different ways we are trying to assist. Ya Allah, we are making khairat also. Our people have given so much khairat. Allah, please, Ya Allah, show your mercy upon us, that this broken effort that we make, Ya Allah, accept it, accept it, accept it, such a way, Ya Allah, that you can put the softness in the hearts of these people that are looking at us with the eye of enmity and hate and anger and jealousy. Allah, save us from the shar. And all those that are behind them to incite them, Ya Allah, save us from the shar. Ya Allah, you destroy them, Ya Allah. There's no hidayat for them. You destroy them. You get rid of them. Allah, protect everyone's lives, their property, their wealth. Allah, Ya Zal Jalal Ikram, most of those that have come into this country are Muslims, and they are showing hate towards these Muslims. They are getting rid of these Muslims. Allah, you protect them. You protect them. You protect their lives and their wealth. Allah, all those evil laws that they are taking and this corrupt that this government is doing, Allah, save us from the shar. Save us from these corrupt rulers. Save us from the evil people. Allah, hidayat is in your hands. Give them hidayat. Otherwise, you save us from the shar. Allah, be Allah, please protect us. Forgive us for all our shortcomings, all our mistakes, all our evil. Allah, protect every one of us from all haram. Protect our sisters from all haram. Allah, give them haya, give them modesty. Ya Allah, those in Makkah, Mukarramah, Medina, Munawwara that have come in the streets, make them make tawbah also. Make our sisters make tawbah. Ya Allah, protect them from shamelessness. Give them haya, give them modesty, give them taqwa. Give us all taqwa, give us all taqwa, give us all your fear. Save us from all types of sin. Ya Allah, protect every Muslim throughout the world from all types of evil. Save them from zina, save them from adultery, save them from lies. Ya Allah, save them from pornography. Save our youth from pornography. Save our people from pornography. Allah, save everyone from drugs. Save them from alcohol. Ya Allah, give them all taqwa. Give us all tawazu. Oh Allah, we are wasting money in weddings. Allah, make everybody make tawbah. Make them simplify their weddings. Allah, many of them are showing up with fancy cars and fancy homes, etc. and they're being extravagant. Make them make tawbah. Make them use the money in the correct manner. Ya Allah, give all halal, pure sustenance. Ya Allah, protect us from interest. Protect us from all that is haram. Allah, forgive us for not practicing on the Quran. Allah, give us tawfiq of practicing on the Quran. Allah, all those ulama that are indulging in photography, that are indulging in videos and TV, make them make tawbah. Make them make tawbah. Allah, give them hidayat. Give them taqwa. Give us all taqwa. Give us all taqwa. Ya Allah, give us tawazu. Give us humility. Save us from showing off. Save us from arrogance. Save us from pride. Save us from all types of sins. Ya Zal Jalali al Ikram, we ask you and we beg you and we plead today. Ya Zal Jalali al Ikram, forgive us. We have done nothing for the people of Gaza. Ya Allah, we have done nothing for the people of Gaza. Allah, they didn't even have proper qurbani. They didn't have proper food. And they're still being bombarded. They don't even have masjid. They don't even have, Ya Allah, so many of them have lost their near and dear ones. Allah, please, Allah, shower your mercy tonight, Ya Allah. Make the decision. Allah, we're begging you. You are Ra'ufun bil Ibad. You are the most compassionate to your servant. Allah, please shower your mercy upon the people of Gaza, the people of Palestine, the people in India, the people in Kashmir, Ya Allah, all these countries where there's zulm upon them. Allah, we beg you today, please, through your infinite mercy, Ya Ra'ufun bil Ibad, Ya Ra'ufun bil Ibad, Ya Ra'ufun bil Ibad, oh, the most compassionate servant, Ya Allah, show your compassion on them and on us and the Ummah. Protect us, protect them, and protect the entire Ummah of Rasulullah. Allah, give us the tawfiq of making sincere tawbah and giving up all sins so you can change the condition of the Ummah towards khair. Allah, we beg you today. Allah, today we beg you, make your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happy. Make Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happy by giving all his Ummah his hidayat. Giving all his Ummah his hidayat. Allah, the plans of the kuffar is that we must show disrespect to the haram. Ya Allah, it's happening like that. Allah, you make those people that are doing all this, make tawbah. Ya Allah, guide them on the straight path and protect the Ummah from showing disrespect to the Haramain Sharifain. Protect them from showing disrespect to the Haramain Sharifain. Allah, also open Masjid al-Aqsa, that we all can go to Masjid al-Aqsa. Get rid of these people that are there. This Yahud that have taken control of the place that we can't even go inside without their permission. Allah, get rid of them today. Allah, get rid of them today. Allah, get rid of them today. Allah, through your fazl and karam, through your qudrat, get rid of them. Ya Allah, use us, use our children, use our progeny. for the service of the deed, to get rid of the forces of batil, that we can be among those like that army of Hazrat Salahuddin Ayyubi. Make us of that army that will get rid of all the forces of batil throughout the world. Allah, Ya Zal Jalal Al Ikram, we ask you through your fazl and karam, give us all afiat in both worlds. Protect us today. Allah, all these marches that they're doing, make it work against them. All the plans that they're doing, make it work against them. Those poor Bichala brothers from Malawi and those sisters that have come from Malawi, Allah, you protect them. You protect their lives. Ya Allah, make them, give them halal earnings and make them stay here with afiat. And all those that have come, those that people that are filling our masajid, Ya Allah, they want to get rid of them. This is the plan of the kafirs. Ya Allah, you make it work against them. You make it work against them. Ya Allah, you make it work against them. Ya Allah, all the evil plans, make it work against them. Protect us, Ya Allah. Protect our iman, our lives, our wealth, our properties. Ya Allah, guide our sisters and our brothers and our children and our progeny to the day of Qiyamah. Make us and our children and our progeny stay among the pious, die among the pious, resurrect the pious. Allah, protect our masjid, protect our Darul Ulum, protect our masajid, our Darul Ulum, our khankas. Ya Allah, protect all these places. Allah, keep us with iman, make us die with iman. Allah, keep us in good health as long as we are living. Save us from a bad old age. Save us from a bad old age. Save us from a sudden death. Us and our children and our progeny from a sudden death. Allah, make us go to Makkah Mukarrama, in Medina Munawara and Aqsa, and make us fulfill the rights of the Mubarak places. Us and every Muslim throughout the world that goes, make us fulfill the rights. Give us, Ya Allah, good leaders in those country, pious leaders in the country. Ya Allah, those people that must run the country must be people of taqwa. The people must have piety. They must get the sisters out of the streets. Ya Allah, get them into taqwa and piety also. Allah, protect us from the, all the evil plans that they bring to harm the Muslims in Makkah Mukarrama and to spoil Makkah Mukarrama and Medina Munawara. All their plans, make it work against them. Ya Allah, those that are trying to take us and deviate us from the deen in these Mubarak places, Ya Allah, make them unsuccessful in their plan. Allah, we are asking you, we are begging you. Ya Allah, you want us to ask. You get happy when we ask. Please accept these duas. We are pleading on behalf of the entire ummah. Make Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam happy by giving us hidayat. Ya Allah, give me the ummah hidayat and protecting the Haramain, Sharifain and Aqsa. Ya Zal Jalal Al Ikram, save us and our children and our progeny from a sudden death. Save us from a bad old age. Save us from all types of terrible sicknesses. Make us hear well. Make us see well. Give us strength in our bodies as long as we are living. Allah, Allah, all these that are here in this gathering, whatever needs they got, fulfill it. Those that are staying in rented house, give them their own houses. Ya Allah, those that are, Ya Allah, in financial difficulties, remove them. Those that are in interest, make them make tawbah. Those that are taking all things that are un-Islamic, make them tawbah. Their wives and their sisters, make them become parda conscious. Make their wives become parda conscious. Give them haya and modesty. Ya Zal Jalal Al Ikram, this small majma here, accept this majma, Ya Allah, to go to Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, for Umrah, for Hajj, for Aqsa, time and time again, with ikhlas and afiat, and bless us all with maqbool umrahs, maqbool hajj, and make us from your maqbool servants, make us from your muqarrabeen servants, make us from your beloved servants. Allah, become happy with us. Allah, Allah, be pleased with us. Allah, Allah, make the decision, us, our children, our family members, and everyone's jannatul firdaus today. Allah, savior from the fire of jahannam, savior from azab al-qabr. Allah, all our marhumeen, our parents, our grandparents, our family members, all our satizas, all those that have passed away, put nur in their qabr, give them the high stages of jannat, unite us with our family members in jannatul firdaus. Allah, make our sakrat easy for us, make our maut easy for us, and become happy with us. Make us have become true lovers of yours and your Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, through your fazl and karam, wasila of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on this Mubarak night, hujjaja asking you, please accept our dua. Give us afiat, protect us, Ya Allah, protect us, protect our lives and honor and wealth, and this plan that these people are doing to harm us, Ya Allah, make it work against them, make it destroy them. Ya Allah, save us on the corrupt rulers, give us good rulers through your fazl and karam, wasila of Rasul Pak sasam, accept all our du'as with afiat. Rabbana taqabbal minna, Rabbana taqabbal minna, Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka antas samil alim, Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka antas samil alim. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khair ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم آمين 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 بفضل سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.